You know, this man emailed me the other day and said, I want to ask you some black women, because I don't know who else to ask. They're going to just say what they just tell me straight out what it is. So why is all these black women getting fucked all in their ass and all in their mouth and letting white men's on videotape put fists all up in their ass, just ram them, fuck them in their ass with their fists and eating shit? I said, now wait, first you was a goddamn lie, because I don't do that kind of damn shit. So you talking about black women, you not talking about me. Oh, excuse me. He talking about niggas, see. He talking about women that call themselves black and a nigga and a whore and a bitch, see. Because that's what them white folks and that's what folks in the street told you you is. You's a nigga bitch and a whore that suck dicks and eat shit and you get fisted at. He said, where's this coming from, Alexis? Why do I see so many black women saying they like to do it with white men? I don't know, videos because they get paid, because they need to pay their rent, they pay their house, nobody in my car, put some gas in their truck or buy them some sandwich or something. I said, I don't. You don't let no man look at you and decide he gonna put his dick in you today or tonight. Or after he finish giving you that damn sloppy joe or that damn chili dog with them grease-ass french fries. See, no man should not fuck you after no damn meal. You made the decision to lay down and consent to that. And if you got played, it's because you didn't have your mind right and your game tight. You wasn't in vagina power because you don't make a decision to get into a relationship where you damn get sabotaged by a dick.
Ooh, by your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Light up your goddamn place!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Pretty sweet.
It's a dyke!
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
Seven hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will follow.
Yes! Hey, Mary! I'm Jackie! Hey, Mary! That's my 227 impression. Remember that show, 227? It came on after the Golden Girls on Saturday night on NBC. Right before Empty Nest and Nurses. I don't know if the lineup is exactly correct, but I do know 227 was on Saturday night. Saturday night used to be a big night for comedy. How fucking sad is that? People staying home on a Saturday to watch the Golden Girls and a bunch of black people living in the projects. Was that the plot of 227? Was it the projects or were they just like middle class? I don't know. The point I'm trying to make is I don't really have a point. I just miss Jack A. Harris. Ooh, Mary. Joey used to do a good Jack A. impression. Ooh. There's no place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone. When you do that you love, you don't need to roam. I don't know how that stupid song goes.
Times are changing every day.
Uh-huh. Reach on, sister. A lot of black hair on that show. A lot of black hair. Did you notice that there's not a lot of diverse sitcoms anymore? Like, in the late 80s and 90s, we had The Cosby Show, which were about a bunch of black people acting white. Then we had, of course, 227, which were about real black people. And then The Golden Girls were about near-deads. And, you know, they were just, and white people would watch all these shows. I think television did more for equality than anything else. There you go. There's a good idea for a thesis paper. You know what I mean? For you college kids out there, there's a freebie. TV listener Lemon Snatch emailed me. Her name's Lemon Snatch because her pussy is sour. She says, I've been a longtime fan of DV and finally thought I'd email you. This is by far one of my favorite podcasts ever. Well, thank you, Lemon Snatch. Your pussy makes my mouth pucker. And I decided that I would give you some content for your show. I've never heard of this guy that Lemon Snatch is talking about, but I'm so glad she clued me in. Justin RPG is a Pokemon freak who likes eating shit and being bored. However, what makes him special... That's not what makes him special. The fact he's into eating shit and he wants to be swallowed by a pussy. However, what makes him special is his amazing singing and songwriting talents. So not only do we have a U-tard, we have a brand new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Take it away, Justin RPG.
I love Reshiram.
I think that's a Pokemon thing.
I love Reshiram and Justin, together forever, together forever, together forever. Reshiram and Justin, together forever, together forever, together forever. I love Reshiram so much, love is love, it doesn't matter.
Oh boy, wow.
If one is a Pokemon and the other is human, as long as you love each other, love each other, love each other, love.
I should tell you, I had to look up what Reshiram is, or whatever. Reshiram is a dual-type dragon-slash-fire legendary Pokemon. It's not known to evolve into or from any other Pokemon. Reshiram is the version mascot of Pokemon Black, appearing on the box art. Wow, I can understand why this guy's in love with him. Let's continue on with the song just a little more here, and then I'll tell you... I'll fill you in on all the weird stuff Justin RPG's into.
Love each other, 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 love each other. Sing with me, Reshiram.
This guy might be more retarded than Chris Chan. Just say, I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
I'll let the scholars decide that. Was posted on January 9th, 2012, so I'm wondering how long Justin RPG has been around, if this is relatively new. I hate when I'm super behind on this shit. Like, if Justin RPG has been around since, like, 2007 or 8, I would be very angry, not with myself, but at you, my listeners, for not letting me in on this a little bit sooner. All right, so I've got the Encyclopedia Dramatica page of Justin RPG, again, thanks to Lemon Snatch. Let me just read you a few excerpts from it. Justin RPG, his real name is Justin Michael Coolidge, is a Pokemon-obsessed 26-year-old furry, vorophile, coprophile, which means he's a, you know, shit freak, Europhile, macrophile man-child who claims to be 50% cat and 50% human. To me, he looks 100% retarded, I gotta tell ya. And married to the Pokemon Reshiram. Besides making several copyright-infringing photo manipulations for his DeviantArt page featuring him interacting with Pokemon, today's album artwork, Justin RPG is known for his willingness to do whatever the fictional creatures tell him, i.e. the voices in his head, perhaps illustrated best in an image in which he is ordered to eat Moltres' shit. I don't know who Moltres is. I'm pretty sure I probably butchered that name. But I'm looking at the picture right now, and sure enough, there's a Pokemon shitting, a big pile of greenish, I would say it's a type 6, leaning towards a 7 on the Bristol stool chart. There's a thought bubble over Justin's head, who is implanted in this scenario, right? So there's him, a picture of him, a cutout of him, standing next to the Pokemon shitting. He says, my Moltres is pooping in our new house. And then there's some other character with green hair saying, you're going to have to eat all that now, Justin. Oh, no. And then here's the caption. Scenario. Justin's Moltres couldn't wait to poop. She pooped in Justin in her girlfriend's new house. Justin's girlfriend makes Justin eat Moltres poop as a result. Since his girlfriend is the boss, Justin eats his poop. Justin then waits until Moultrie has finished doing her business. Then Justin eats all the poop, and I mean all, every last bit, and swallows it down too. Now, as for his fetishes, as if eating shit is not enough, Justin makes no secret of his innumerable fetishes, which range from shit-eating to his desire to be shrunken down and stuffed up a vagina. He's an active member on the Vore site Eka's Portal. I wasn't familiar with this website. I think we found a new source of material, freaks, where he frequently fantasizes about being eaten alive by animals, big and small, real and fictional. Justin often begs for others to Photoshop him into the stomachs of other creatures, but when they, of course, ignore him, he takes it upon himself to provide the fapping material. One of the many interests is unbirthing. Oh, no. He's also in. All right. Which involves him being shrunk down and stuffed up. He's into pretty much everything we've ever talked about on Distorted View. That's weird. He likes to be shrunk down, stuffed up a vagina, where, among other things, he can keep warm and safe. He's like an autistic guy, right? Justin does not limit this desire to only anime and video game human characters. Demonstrating his overwhelming levels of autism, yeah, he created several images of himself being unbirthed by a dragon. Okay, now, perhaps the greatest source of material for his freaks is the fact that he's also a porn fiction writer. You know where this is going, right? Tomorrow on Distorted View, we will feature a few selections from Justin's body of work. Should be a total nightmare. Thank you again so much to Lemon Snatch. Lemon Snatch is also a Christorian, which is, that's a name she came up with, I guess. It's basically a person who chronicles the life and times of Chris-Chan. So we've got a Chris-Chan expert here, in addition to a Justin RPG expert. I would love to get Lemon Snatch on the program and really have a deep conversation about what the fuck is wrong with these people. So I've sent off an email. If Lemon Snatch is available, and I realize, you know, people work and shit, but if Lemon Snatch is available today, I'm going to try to get her on the live program, the DVDA, Distorted View Daily After Show, which, you know, is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. People can't get it through their fucking skull. I get, during the live show, I get calls, are you going to do this again? Is this a one-time thing? I say it all the time. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. But if, Lemon Snatch is not available or busy or whatever. Maybe I can get her on the program later on in the week. So there you go. So thank you again, Lemon Snatch. I've got some audio to share with you, and then we'll get into the news. First up, someone at the Toronto Public Health Board got pranked. He was provided a bunch of names, you know, people that were going to be at the meeting. I guess he's doing like a sort of roll call. But the names he was given are fake.
Is Anita Dick Smith? Is Anita here?
Okay. Anita Dick Smith.
See her.
Could be a fluke.
Then, so are you Anita? No.
No.
The next deputant is Heywood Yablom.
Blom. I think it's pronounced Blomé. It's French.
Heywood here. The Heywood, next deputant
Heywood Yablom.
Is Isaac Cox. Is Isaac here?
Isaac Cox.
The next deputant is Fu King.
These are all oldies but goodies, right?
Also not here.
No one else. Someone at this board meeting has to realize it's a joke, but no one's telling him. No one's cluing this guy in.
The next deputant is Anita Hoare.
After the second Anita. Come on, really. Put two and two together. There's a lot of Anitas. Anita Hoare.
And the last speaker I have listed is...
Anita Tightcunt? What? There's so many Anitas.
Ema Moran Mihivakana.
What was the... I don't understand that last part.
Moran
I am a moron.
Mihivakana.
I'm a moron.
Ema... Moran Mihivakana.
Sounds like me trying to pronounce some of these names on the show. All right, so there you go. The Toronto Public Health Board got punked. Here's a clip. Oh, this is great. I love E-Fucked. It's a compilation of girls in porn who hate the taste of cum.
Doing good?
This is
you look a little nauseous.
Yeah, she just swallowed some cum
this
there.
This will conclude the end of Down the Hatch number 19. Okay?
Okay.
Say bye-bye.
Bye.
And scene. She's running now. See, just a compilation of girls who can't handle their cum. Don't cry. Don't cry for me, salty manges. The truth is I never left you.
Baby, how you like your first big cut?
Yeah.
He said, babe. Oh, my God, a second one. I've never seen that. Yeah!
That was too much cum for her. One cum shot too much.
Damn, you're all right, kid. You're all right, babe.
No. She's
hey,
not
I
all right.
I gotta ask you one question.
What do you guys think that one question is? What went wrong in your life that you find yourself here? By the way, I'm playing this clip. You know, it's obviously like pretty much a porn clip. And that same fucking ad popped up where it's like a chat box, like a Facebook chat box. And, you know, you're supposed to think that this is a real person speaking to you. Her name is Pretty Pussy. 18, female, lives in Columbus here. And here's what she says. This is how she's trying to get my attention. Whitney Houston! Damn, I lost my bet. I bet she'd die from Bobby Brown. Is this chat thing not working? Hello? Hello, are you done with your movie? Did you come yet? Well, if you ever want to show me around Columbus, add me. I'm Pretty Pussy in the network. Just add me. Okay, great. Wonderful ad. All right, here's just a little more cum gagging.
Oh, my God.
She's wrapped up in, like, caution tape. Like, that yellow caution tape. She's like, get it off me! Get it off! I just gotta puke. She's running off. She's got that fucking caution tape stuck to her feet. Like, it's all wrapped around. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, all fucked up news right now. Yeah, freaks, if you're not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Support the program. Become a member. It's very inexpensive. $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, video casts, exclusive programs. Tomorrow we have an extended show, for instance. I'm doing these live DVDA shows. If you're around at 3 p.m. Eastern, you can catch it live. But there are no archives available unless you're a Sideshow freak. So if you want to catch a replay, sign up for the Sideshow right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, story comes from Boston. A man has been charged with murder in the gruesome killing of his wife. All right, that doesn't sound Distorted View newsworthy. 79-year-old Jiming Liu. Jiming Liu or something. Some Asian name. Jiming Liu. That's a little racist. Yeah, I've always had trouble with Chinese names. They're so hard to pronounce. But I've learned if I just scream it with a fake Chinese accent, it sounds right. 79-year-old Jiming Liu was arraigned Friday afternoon in Westboro District Court, a day after his wife, Yu Yizhao, 73, was found dead in their home. Investigators said the couple's son went to visit his parents at their condominium Thursday afternoon and found his mother on a bedroom floor, soaked in blood. Dun, dun, dun. Her left arm was severed below the elbow. That's curious. In court Friday, prosecutors said the flesh was missing from her left forearm and her husband had been eating it. Her fingers were also detached from one hand. So of course, you want to dip your toes into cannibalism with the finger. You know what I mean? Like, before you start cutting off big limbs and figuring out how to cook that shit, yeah, you just slice off a finger or two. See if you even like the taste of flesh. All right, where are we at here? In court Friday, prosecutors said the flesh was missing from her left forearm and her husband had been eating it. Her fingers were detached. Assistant District Attorney Michael McHugh said Liu's son, or something, found his father sitting in a chair with blood on his hands and face. He was also said to be dazed and confused. He allegedly told his son, "This is not your mother. This is some other lady." After Shrewsbury police questioned Lau, he was charged with murder. He told police he acted in self-defense, but no other detail. All right, look. I understand that. Maybe this woman was crazy. We don't know. Maybe she went nuts and was going to attack him with a hatchet or something, or a gun. And somehow he killed her in self-defense. Why would you then eat her? That whole defense goes out the window. Now you look like the crazy person. Cannibalism always makes you look crazy. That's what I want you to take away from today's episode of Distorted View. All right, consider that a lesson. He was sent for a psychiatric evaluation after his arraignment. There's still no word yet on a cause of death. There you go. Second story we have for you today. An Indiana man had his scrotum severely torn. Okay. When his on-again, off-again girlfriend... I have a feeling it's going to be off-again for a long time now. Yes, his on-again, off-again girlfriend entered his home and pummeled him in an attack that resulted in the woman's arrest on several criminal charges. Christina Reber, 43, was freed from jail Wednesday after posting a $10,000 bond in connection with her bust for the alleged attack last Friday. Apparently, this all went down at her ex-boyfriend's house. The victim, 57, told police that he was working at his computer when Reber walked into his house uninvited. The man said Reber screamed. She said, "Call the fucking police!" before launching her assault. That's called foreshadowing. Reber, you're going to need the police. Reber, the victim told cops, first struck him repeatedly in the head before latching onto his scrotum and squeezing as hard as she could. The man, interviewed by police at a hospital emergency room, said that he was in incredible pain when Reber grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers. You know, women's fingers are like claws. The victim recalled that Reber refused to let go of his scrotum, but that he was finally able to pry his scrotum. That's a great line. Finally able to pry his scrotum from Reber's hand after they fell to the ground during the scuffle. The man then called an ambulance. A cop reported that the man had blood on his shirt and a long, wide tear on his scrotum, which had been completely torn loose from his body. In a follow-up interview 2 days after the incident, the victim told police that his scrotum was so swollen he's unable to walk and is missing work. The man added that the scrotum is still bleeding and doctors are not sure if there is permanent damage to his groin or not. Reber was charged with aggravated battery and illegally entering the victim's home. Those are both felonies, BTW. She was charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery as well. So there you go. Her next due date, she's due in court on April 30th. God forbid she was pregnant. Spawn a Satan clone out of that pussy. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK, I guess. A model who became a champion gravy wrestler. Okay, this is what counts as news over there in England. A model who became a champion gravy wrestler suffered serious eye damage after being hit in the face with a monkey wrench. Okay, I didn't see that coming. Eliza Sampson, 31, was hit in the face by her best friend Sabrina English after arriving back at her home in Lancashire, and finding the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa. When kickboxer Eliza interrupted the two with a shout of, "What are you doing?" laundry worker English jumped up and hit her in the face with the garage tool, which was lying nearby on the floor. The victim received two fractures around her right eye and a gashed upper lid, which needed surgery and 17 stitches. Over there in court, was it the Burnley Crown Court in Lancashire? English admitted grievous bodily harm and was jailed for 2 years. She was also barred from contacting Eliza for 2 years, and under no circumstances may she enter a gravy wrestling pit. I don't know if that last part is true. The fight occurred last October. A year after, blonde Eliza won the 2010 World Gravy Wrestling Championship, in which she wrestled other women and men in 2,000 liters of gravy outside of a pub near her home in Rossendale. Ms. Martine Snowden, prosecuting, said Eliza English and Paul Greenwood, who were all friends, were at the wrestler's flat enjoying drinks for a party. Trouble began when Eliza Sampson went into her living room and found English and Paul Greenwood having sex. Ms. Snowden said Eliza was cross with what she saw, unhappy about their behavior in the lounge, and asked, "What are you doing?" But English jumped up, and Paul Greenwood got up and grabbed the victim around the throat and pushed her into the doorway. English's brother, who was also at the flat, punched Eliza in the face a number of times. The prosecutor added the victim was not really able to say what happened to her after that, but fought back to some extent and ended up on the floor in the bedroom in pain and aware her eye was seriously injured. So there you go. Be careful. Don't mess around with gravy wrestlers. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, this is Jesus, and you were kind of like dropping hints about the idea of like branching out with podcasts or something, like starting a channel or something. But I think if you're going to like have someone else be part of like the Distorted View Empire, it should definitely be Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Because he already kind of does.
Well, Corey already is a part of the DV Empire.
Is that anyways? But I don't know.
He just, he has limited time to do it anymore. And that's the real reason why he stopped producing Butt Fudge Sundays. But yeah, I mean, I would love to have Corey do it again.
Tim,
on a full-time basis.
This is the white man in Alaska. And I was just listening to an episode where you're talking about Planned Parenthood. And you were dumbfounded as to the sex education and how you didn't see anything wrong with it, and that you sat through it, and you're fine, Tim. You're a homosexual that makes his living off of sick, disgusting, depraved sexual activity. You're fine. Good point. Good point.
Yes.
I agree.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. Social Freak Salmonella here.
Hi,
I'm
Salmonella.
I'm not sure if this was ever mentioned on your show or not, but I was thinking about it. I was listening to some old shows where you were playing Gooner Baiters, and are they all gay?
No.
Are they straight Gooner Baiters?
Yes.
Or are they all gay? Or is there a new sex?
I don't think they care. Like, they're just focused on their penis. They're in love with their penis.
Sexual orientation where they only like to have sex with themselves.
I think the problem is, like, if you really enjoy masturbating and you enjoy gooning and you want to be part of the gooning community, other gooners, you know, it's all about penis. It's all about worshiping the penis and fucking jerking your dick off for 9 hours straight. So you've got to be at least open to the idea of dick, I think.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cullen.
That's a good question. I mean, I assume there are straight guys who are into jerking off and gooning and stuff like that. But I think most of the clips that I've played were from gay dudes, right?
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cullen. I was just wondering, who is Angelina Jolie banging?
I know, that's Scott Fletcher. We really need to have him create a new Distorted View Daily Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition Tonight intro, because there's references to Michael Jackson. I think he's dead. And Angelina Jolie has been banging Brad Pitt for years and years and years now. She's not banging anyone else.
Tim, oh my God, I just was listening to the 23rd voicemail, and I'm from Tucson. I didn't know there were other freaks in Tucson. I'm Carrie from Tucson.
Wow.
Anyway, I just got all excited when I heard it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There are freaks all over the place. They're hiding, though. Look, Distorted View is not a show that you necessarily boast that you listen to. You know what I mean? Like, if you listen to Distorted View, chances are people will think things of you. So you've got to be very confident and secure with yourself before you, go out, shouting about Distorted View. And for those of you who do, I salute you. You are the true freaks.
Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, I'm listening to your March 22nd show.
Oh, not just Rob from Cleveland, soon to be wed Rob from Cleveland.
Talking about this homeless woman that's eating crab legs in Athens, VA. Near the end of you talking about this woman, you talk about some other guy that was arrested and got the same punishment of getting kicked off all the buses. And you make the reference that he might have been eating lobster, and then you say, rock lobster. I don't know if you put two and two together or not, but actually, the B-52s are from Athens, GA. That's where the group was founded.
Little
history tidbit there for you.
Look at me.
All right, man. I'll keep listening to the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. I just made a rock lobster comment again at lunch today to my waitress. Or, I'm sorry, server. I don't think they like to be called waitresses anymore. I don't know. She was colored. She was a colored waitress.
Hey, Tim, Private Stick here. 2 points.
She wasn't. She was white.
Days ago, someone did.
I'm just trying to say, like, you know, they're outdated terms, like waitress and colors.
Mention how your message on your voicemail is no longer there. That is correct. It goes right to
I know.
The facts or
everyone knows this.
Secondly, I just wanted to state that I've been a loyal member for a little over half a decade now. And back in the day, I mean, I'm assuming you had 500 to 1,000 listeners, and the voicemails would consist of people you would constantly hear that always call in, always comment. And now I think you have just so many, and you're making probably money hand over fist that you have so many total jackasses calling in. No. You can't even keep them all together. I mean, Tone Deaf Sean, he probably leaves about 3 messages a day, and Spiral Hamfucker.
I wish I was making money hand over fist.
Fucked up, leaves about 2 or 3 a day.
Listen, if you want to help the program out, I can't stress it enough. Sign up for the sideshow.
So yeah, it's kind of
that's how I make my living.
Kind of cool for you.
And if I don't make my living, then there's no show. And if there's no show, I'm going to blow my brains out. I'm telling you. It's not a threat, but it's a threat.
Kind of bummer for some of the...
Do you want my blood on your hands, huh? Don't answer that question.
Long-time listeners, I hear these new douchebags that want to chime in with their opinions, so...
Yeah,
anyways,
look, I love hearing from new listeners and old listeners, as long as you have something to say and it makes sense and you're not doing funny voices. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
Anita Horror.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I got to go get ready for the live show. Oh, we're going to have fun. I've got clips from Raymond 14, some other U-tards. We're going to take calls. I'm going to be interviewing some bitch who knows a lot about Chris Chan, I hope. And she probably does not like the fact that I just called her a bitch, but her name is Lemon Snatch, so I don't fucking care. No, I can't wait to do it. I hope I see a lot of you guys in the chat room. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! In the duck call.